Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, March 19th. From Capitol coverage, a bill that aims to give local governments more power to regulate the oil and gas industry faced another test at the state capitol Monday afternoon. Lawmakers on the House Energy and Environment Committee heard testimony before they voted on the proposal, which was approved last week in the Senate. It would let cities and counties decide how far away drilling operations must be from homes and schools. It would also make health and safety the top priority for Colorado's Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. According to the Denver Post, yesterday's hearing lasted over 6 hours and had over 100 people on both sides of the argument signed up to give public comment. The measure, Senate Bill 181, has already passed in the state Senate. Monday's hearing before the House Energy and Environment Committee was the first of 4 committee hearings for the bill before it goes to the House floor for a vote. The bill would change the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission's long-standing mission of fostering oil and gas development. The new mission for that body would be to regulate the oil and gas industry to protect public health and the environment. Colorado's new approach would also give local governments a greater say in where oil and gas facilities are located. Oil and gas industry leaders call the bill sweeping and an overhaul. Ads from the Colorado Petroleum Council suggest that the bill is designed to, quote, shut down energy production in Colorado, end quote. Advocates also claim that Senate Bill 181 would cost the state economy $30 billion. Today, the Delta County Commissioners will discuss a resolution that will declare the county to be a Second Amendment sanctuary. Some 13 counties around the state have enacted similar resolutions, all in opposition to House Bill 1177. The so-called Red Flag Bill would allow family members or law enforcement officers to petition the courts for an emergency order, removing firearms from the control of people who are shown to pose a significant risk to themselves or to others. Montrose County Sheriff Gene Lillard, Delta County Sheriff Mark Taylor, Representative Mark Catlin, and Ouray County Sheriff Lance Fitzgerald have all spoken out against the controversial bill. While the bill is making its way through committee at the state capitol, some counties have become so-called Second Amendment sanctuaries. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has said that county resolutions against House Bill 1177 carry little weight, and they cannot and do not override a valid judicial order implementing state law. Weiser also said he believes the measure is constitutional. The proposed resolution that the Delta County Commissioners will consider is 4 pages long, and its full text can be reviewed at deltacounty.com. The resolution calls for Delta County to be declared a, quote, Second Amendment preservation county, end quote. Other language in the resolution says, quote, this board commits to actively resisting House Bill 1177 in its current and subsequent forms, and to protect the Second Amendment rights of all lawful gun owners in Delta County, end quote. The Delta County Commissioners have the resolution slated on today's agenda to be discussed at 11 a.m. during the regular meeting of the commissioners. That is at the Delta County Courthouse. At a work session last week, KVNF News spoke with Delta County Sheriff Mark Taylor and asked him what are the benefits of declaring Delta to be a Second Amendment sanctuary.
You know, I think if we went and declared that Delta County was a Second Amendment sanctuary county, I think nothing else, it lets our legislators know that where Delta County stands on the Second Amendment, that we are pro-Second Amendment county.
What do you think it says about the character of the people in Delta County that they were so interested in this issue and wanted to show up today?
You know, I can't speak highly enough about the character of the citizens of Delta County and their resolve as far as their constitutional rights, in particular the Second Amendment. So I think it speaks volumes that they took time out of their busy days. Probably there's many of them that probably took time off from work to attend this. So I think it speaks volumes.
obviously today everyone was in support of your opinions on this and the actions you want to take. Do you think that some people in Delta County might support this bill and are afraid to say so?
I'm sure there is. I don't know if they're afraid to say so, but I'm sure there is.
What would you say to those people who don't want to be a Second Amendment sanctuary?
I would think that their voice should be heard. Their opinion matters, and so they need to voice their opinion just like any other citizens of Delta County.
A high snowpack in the southern Rocky Mountains this winter will likely stave off a water shortage declaration in the Colorado River shed. Luke Runyon has this report.
That declaration is tied to the level of Lake Mead, the nation's largest reservoir. If it drops to a certain elevation, the federal government can declare a shortage, forcing some users, mostly in Arizona and Nevada, to cut back. But heavy, wet snow has been layering on the Rockies since early February, making water forecasts for later this year less dire. New data from the federal government show Lake Mead unlikely to dip below that shortage level this year. Though federal officials say one wet winter won't solve the Southwest water scarcity problems, the Colorado River remains overallocated, and climate projections still show snowpack likely to decline as the century progresses. I'm Luke Runyon.
And finally today, U.S. Highway 550 over Red Mountain Pass remains closed indefinitely for avalanche mitigation and snow cleanup work. According to a press release from the Colorado Department of Transportation, work continued this past weekend at Red Mountain Pass. A helicopter crew set out to knock down more than 25 potential slides that were about to cover the highway. After the first of several slides were triggered, equipment operators and their arsenal of heavy machines started to push snow out of the way. Crews are assigned to 12-hour shifts, working around the clock in order to get the pass back open. The continued closure of Red Mountain Pass restricts anyone from accessing the highway. This includes vehicles and foot traffic as well. Skiers, snowshoers, and hikers are warned that if they are caught within the closure area, they will be reported to the San Juan and Ouray Sheriff's Departments. CDOT reminds the traveling public that an alternate route is available for motorists traveling between Durango and Ouray. Motorists should consider the more westerly route via Colorado Highway 145 through Telluride. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, March 19th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.